Hot 97, the Cypher Sound, the Rosenberg Show. It is 8:23 right now. And guess what? It's time for 97 seconds of news and sports.
What it's time to do is a special report on what is going down in the Gulf of Mexico with this BP spill, which is horrible. I'm being joined now by Kevin McGill from the Associated Press, who's on the ground in New Orleans covering the whole thing. First off, Kevin, the main thing I want to know is, How do you see this affecting the environment and the world long term and in the immediate future?
In the immediate future, fishermen are getting thrown out of work. The Louisiana seafood industry is really taking a hit. People are going to be seeing pictures of white beaches along Florida and Alabama soiled with this. It's beginning to look like they'll be seeing that pretty soon. But over here in Louisiana, for 2 or 3 weeks now, we've been dealing with thick oil getting into the wetlands, which are crucial to the seafood nurseries, the overall ecology here in southeastern Louisiana.
Besides the show of face for President Obama, if he'd shown up sooner, could the president have really done very much besides just show up and shake some hands?
In the immediate, with the immediate problem, that's doubtful at this point. Now we all know that, as Tony Hayward has acknowledged, BP didn't have enough tools in its box. No one in government or business was prepared for a leak of this type. Everyone in the regulatory realm of government and at BP, I guess, must have assumed that either it wouldn't happen or they'd be able to deal with it, and they were obviously wrong.
Last question for Kevin McGill from the Associated Press. Kev, I guess you could generalize by saying that Katrina, you know, by and large, really affected the black community of that area. Is this problem one that's limited to a certain demographic, or is this really affecting everyone in terms of their jobs, etc.?
Eventually, it's going to affect everyone through the tourism industry, the seafood industry. There's no one who's not going to suffer in this in some way or another.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. And of course, guys, tonight, President Obama will be on Larry King to mostly talk about what's going down with this spill.